Prepping Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 33rd edition of Torino Film Festival. Today I have with me Sara Gabriel, director of Suffragette. So welcome, Sara, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, I want to know, what was your first impression of this festival and yesterday's premiere?
It was a real honour for Suffragette to open the film festival. It's a wonderful festival in this beautiful city of Torino, and I couldn't believe how big the auditorium was, how many people attended the opening night. It must be over 1,000. And it was just such an exciting thing to be part of that occasion.
So you told us that, first of all, it's written, produced and directed by women. So that's a first. And plus, I want you to know, where did it all start? And I've heard that it took you 6 years, is that correct, to make this film?
Yes, it took 6 years to work on the script and get it right. I'd wanted to make this film for over 10 years. It wasn't taught at school. I then started, it's not widely known, even in the UK, this story. It's been kind of marginalised and hidden in the history books. We know Mary Poppins, but we don't know much else about the story. So I decided that it would be really exciting to do a big screen version of it. There's never been a cinema story of it. And I got together with the producers, Alison Owen and Faye Ward, who were also interested in telling this story. And then we approached the writer, Abby Morgan, and we delved into this incredible research and found these stories, which really haven't been heard before.
What do you think is that? What do you think that nobody treated this topic before?
I think it's a symptom of inequality. I think it's because men have written the history books mostly. It hasn't been as a result on the school curriculum or in universities. I think in terms of why it's not been filmed, it's because there are so few female directors and female writers and female producers. 90% of films made each year are made by men still. And it probably was going to take a female team. Although I do know some men who were interested in telling the story. And it has to be said that we had many male champions in making this film. Not only our cast, Brendan Gleeson and Ben Whishaw, but also some financiers who were very supportive and championed the project for us.
Why did you decide to focus on this, on Carey Mulligan's character? So a woman from the working class, and not to do, for example, a biopic that is also very in style today.
We considered doing a biopic of Emmeline Pankhurst. We thought that would be the extraordinary story of an exceptional woman, and you would have to cram in a life. We were really excited by telling the story of the working women, because what was striking about this movement was that working women were so involved, working class women, and that they worked alongside the upper class women. And in a way, they had more to lose. They lost jobs and homes and families in the process, and they made a huge difference. And we thought, by telling the story of the working class women, who are so often marginalized, even more than just women in history, they were the most oppressed, we could make a film that felt relevant today, because so much of what they were dealing with are contemporary 21st century issues, like equal pay and sexual violence, custodial rights. These are issues that women are dealing with across the globe now.
Yes, that made me think a lot, I have to say, because they made me reflect, and I'm still thinking about that, on what could be now the valid and useful instruments to gain rights or in defense of our rights. What do you think?
I think it depends where you are in the world, because there are some places where women still need very basic human rights. You know, in terms of where we are in the UK, I think we need to fight for more representation in Parliament. Once we have more women in jobs and leadership roles, I think that will start to shift it. I think the fact that it's become a conversation is hugely important. 5 years ago, the word feminism in the UK was a dirty word. Now it's being used by men and women to talk about equality for the sexes. It's being embraced again. And I think that's really exciting that we're at this tipping point.
I wanted to know something about the research you did. So did you base, for example, Maud's character, Carey Mulligan's character, or the other characters on some people that you read about?
Yeah, we based Maud and Kerry Mulligan's character very closely on three working class women we read about. We drew different aspects of them into this composite character. So you can find the equivalent of Maud in the research, but we wanted to release ourselves from a very particular time frame or one story so that we could create a more of a cinematic arc for her story.
What do you think the reaction of the audience is going to be? Do you expect this kind of reflection that I was doing or a discussion?
What's been exciting in the UK is the film has now been out for a number of weeks and that it's drawn a big box office and that women from all generations have been going, as well as men. So you've had grandparents and parents and grandchildren all going to the cinema together. There's been a very unusual thing that doesn't happen often in the UK, which is people have been clapping at the end of the film, which I'm excited about. And also people have been saying, particularly young people, particularly young women, I will never not vote again, because voting in the UK has become a dwindling issue. You know, look, particularly young people, particularly young women don't vote enough. So we hope that this film provokes discussion, re-engages people with politics, and encourages people to vote.
Yeah, because sometimes you sort of forget or get used to things don't happening, no?
Not happening.
And so you need to, a sort of a reminder, this film could be also a reminder that some things can change as to, and we have to do something.
Yes, we hope it reminds people how hard fought for these votes rights were and how recently they were won and how you can stand up and challenge inequality and how important it is to do that.
Sarah Gabern, thank you so much for sharing your experience on Suffragette with us.
Thank you.
And good luck for the film, obviously.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 33rd Torino Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.